Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my word's my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, end of another week, Friday, April the 10th. Friday, April the 10th of 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brother, today, my sister, we are continuing with part two of the mystery that is hidden from all ages and all generations. This is part two. Again, quick plug for my son, B. Jola. The music that you hear on all of my shows is from my son. He's an aspiring rapper. He still got 1 foot in and 1 foot out. He do a little worldly stuff, and he drop a few nuggets every once in a while. With some biblical stuff, I'm trying to pull him all the way over to the biblical side. But you know, he's still going. You know, we all got to work on our own salvation with fear and trembling. And so, again, please support him as much as you can. I try to make some of his stuff available at my website. But a lot of his stuff, he is on Facebook under Brody or B. Jola. Again, my son Broderick James has a lot of good information out there. Shout out also to my daughters, man. I'm so proud of my kids, man. You guys have no idea. Well, I know y'all do. my oldest daughter, man, I told her, you can't join a system, create your own. And the girl is doing her thing. She got her own dance company. She's up in Dallas doing what she's doing. Man, I'm just so proud of her. My middle daughter, Sheree, man, I remember when she was taking curtains off of our home. We were living in the ghetto over in Westway. She took the curtains off the wall. I walked into her room one day, and I said, Sheree, what is this? She said, this is Paris. I'm like, really? She had drapes hanging from the ceiling. Girl was making clothes out of making, she reminded me of my mom so much. And I just want to shout out, I'm just so thankful to have the opportunity to spend with you guys and also just to see my children grow up. It is awesome. So I just want to make sure that in all of my teachings and stuff, it's always really dark and gloomy. Never get a chance to talk about the good stuff. Today is one of those days where I get a chance to talk about the good stuff. And even though we only got a short 30 minutes because of the change in the format, again, and I hear some listeners, people saying that they're not able to get involved in. It's because of the change in the format. You guys know I'm going to more of a pay-per-view format instead of, I've done this 5 years of giving away free shows. Man, I used to do three-hour shows. I look back, I don't know how in the world I did that. Every day, 3 hours. You guys know I can talk, but man, that's a lot of talking. But today we want to talk about something that's really powerful, the hidden mystery. We left off talking about 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Hopefully you reread 2 Corinthians 3:8 and 3:7. It says, now if the ministry that brought death. So that was a ministry that was intended to bring death. Let me make sure you guys understood, because Yahushua himself says, all who came before me are thieves and robbers. Yahushua says that you are of your father, the devil, and the works of your father, the devil, you will do. He was talking to the scribes and Pharisees, the Sanhedrin of his day, the reverend doctor bishops of his day. He called them thieves and robbers, not me. He called them the offspring of their father, the devil, not me. He says that the previous administration brought death, not me. So this says that if the ministry that brought death, which was engraved in letters on stone, go to Egypt, what do you find? Can somebody please explain to me? I don't know. I'm a little slow. I know I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. I'm a couple of sandwiches short of a full picnic. I understand. But letters engraved on stone, they tell me because the letters are engraved on stone, that means, man, that's the Holy Grail. Really? I'm not impressed because you got letters engraved on stone, homie. You should not be either. Because neither was Yahushua. Now remember, Yahushua is different from any other individual, any other entity, because he is not only elements, he's elements with spirit. Let me understand. Let me make sure you understand. Everybody listening to the show, you are a carbon vessel. Whether you want to be or not, you got a reptilian brain. Now, Ephesians chapter 2 explains that the two seeds that are far off are coming together. And he's going to make one new man. So everybody listening to the show, you should be happy. You should be jumping and shouting. Why? That is the divine plan. Now, if you haven't listened to my show on God's Master Plan, now that's one of my 10 books that I highly, 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 highly recommend that everybody listening to this show get all of these 10 books. These books are not, they've been privately published because the stuff that's in these books is dangerous. People who talk about and read this stuff, they're all dead. All of them. You come on this venue who's owned by, now you guys know, well, I'm not going to even put the names out there, but you guys know that Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, AnyMeeting.com, YouTube, Google, especially Google, Yahoo. You know the search engine Yahoo is named after the Father. It was created by Jews. They took the name of God. And they want to hide it in plain sight. So they put Yahoo. I'm saying Yahoo, but it's Yahoo. Yahoo. They left out the wah. Yahuwah. So when you go to the, now research for yourself the founders of Yahoo. Who are they? It'll blow your cookies. And so let me make sure that we are on the same page. The enemy hides in plain sight. So he says, that which is engraved in letters on stone came with glory. Glory means the glow ray. The glow ray is the seven rays, the seven emittins, or emissions from the sun. Now, everybody who's listened to my show, you know, because you've listened to my show that I've done on photon physics. You know that in James 3, it says that there is a power that comes from above. This power is first pure. That word first means false. The word false gives us the English word photon. This is photon physics, homie. This is photon physics is what we're talking about today. Yahushua says, I am light. He did not say he created it. He says he is it. So you have a package of Yahushua inside of you. Somebody is trying to manipulate it or stamp it out. That's what's going on today. How do they manipulate light? Through a prism. Now, you do know, because you've listened to my show already, or you got a copy of my book on grammaria and grammar tools, so you know that P-R-I-S-M is P-R-I-S-O-N. A prism is a prism. You understand, right? We're on the same page. We drinking the same Kool-Aid. A prism is a prism. So you are in a prism planet. A planet is a planet. A planet. This planet is a planet. A planet that uses magnetism. And the word magnet means magic net. Because a magnet is M-A-G, remove the net. So magnetic is magic net. Electricity is electric city. So this is a magnet. We live in a world of electricity and magnetism. You do know that electricity and magnetism are light. They are two sides of the same coin. So how do I trap light? Carbon. Carbon is the only thing that holds light. That's why the space shuttle is made out of carbon. What you made out of, homie? Carbon. So you are a carbon. You are a light being trapped inside of a carbon vessel, a carbon suit. Yahushua came to transfigure your carbon. So your humanity contains your divinity. So your humanity right now is limiting your divinity because you are being chained in darkness by your DNA. That's what it says in Jude 6. Now, Jude is a book of the Bible that only got one chapter. You ever read Jude? You want to blow your cookies? Read Jude. Read Jude 6, and it talks about the angels who fell, who are trapped in darkness. You want to blow your cookies? Go to Google and type in the electromagnetic spectrum. How much of it can you see? Why is it you can only see, you can only perceive less than 1% of the electromagnetic spectrum? So you're flying in the dark. And based upon your 1% of knowledge, you got air in your chest? You think you're God's gift to the planet? You want to start a church? You want to be a cult leader based upon 1% of known knowledge? Really? That's what we're doing today? So, brothers and sisters, without the light, everybody listen to the show, you're inside of a swimming pool and you can't swim. Now, you're going to drown, or you're going to learn how to swim really fast, or you need a lifeguard or a light guard. Yahushua is the lifeguard, the light guard. So, Yahushua came that you may have life, not knowledge. Study all you want, wasting your time. I've been there, done that, I got two T-shirts. Now, I know that doesn't make no sense. I know you're going to continue reading. I know you're not going to believe me. You know that I have people in my life that told me the same thing I'm telling you. You know what I told them? I'm going to experience it for myself. And that's what I did. Like King Solomon, after I ran through all of the women, after I ran through all of the knowledge, after I blew all of my money, guess what? Vanities are vanities. There's nothing new under the sun. It is a vexation of spirit. So what did King Solomon at the end of his life say? He says, fear God, keep his commandments. This is the sum total of all the law, period. But you're not going to believe it. You're going to go out and you got to experience life. What is the number one flaw of all life? Desire. Now, I taught this to my children. I told them, man, you want something, go get it. That's Luciferian. I didn't know. So I was a Christian Satanist. That's why I wrote the book. Unfortunately, I passed down that demonic spirit to my children. I'm doing these shows. I'm trying to reach my children. And in the meantime, if you guys want to come along and listen, that's great. But the most important thing for me is to understand that all urge is Luciferian. Because you come into this world, the Father says that he pre-knew you, he predestined you, he predestined you. So you come into this world and you see something. Now remember, Lucifer had a job. He was the anointed cherub that covered. That was his job. But then he said, I got a desire. Hold on a minute. I want to ponder. In the ancient text, it says he pondered. Oh, man, I love that word, pondered. You ever look at the word ponder? Everybody on this show, the number one Luciferian agenda, ponder. I read Think and Grow Rich 10 times. You know what that whole book is about? And every rich man I know has read that book, or at least they got it. Why? Luciferian. Do you know it says life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness inside of our Declaration of Independence? We are declaring independence on the 4th of July. From who? God. Do you know what the word allegiance means? Pledge allegiance? I triple dare you to go to dictionary.com and look up the word pledge and the word allegiance. Triple dare you. I triple dare you to look. Now, I don't want you to read the book of the law, but if you read the book of the law or the Egyptian book of the dead, you will find these words: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Why? Jesus came and gave you his life, and you throwing it back in his face, and you're telling him, I want my own life. Matthew says, deny yourself, pick up your cross, follow me. Deny yourself, not promote yourself. What have I been doing all my life? I've been promoting my own dream. What is the number one Luciferian agenda? The number one, there's 10 traits to be a good Lucifer, to be a good Lucifer, to be a good Satanist. I had all 10. If I'm a betting man, I'm going to put all my money on the fact that you got all 10 too. There's only one you need to know, Philema. Philema is a Greek word that means will or intention. Well, my name is Will. I got a problem right off the bat. It is the promotion of your will. Nowhere in the Bible can you find where Jesus Christ came and promoted his own will. If you can, please call me. Email me. I can't find it. And no text, nowhere. I cannot find where Yahushua said, I'm here to do my own will. I got a dream. I want to fulfill it. He said, I'm here to do the will of my Father. You see, we got letters engraved in stone. The Father says, yeah, that came with glory. Then it says, so that the Israelites could not look steadily upon the face of Moses because of his glory. Remember, Moses went up. He came down with letters of stone. He had a glow on his face. The people looked at him. They bowed down. They said, Moses, your face is shining because you've been in the presence of God. But then 2 Corinthians chapter 3 says that that glory is fading. Verse 8, 2 Corinthians 3, 8 says, I will not. Will not the ministry of the Spirit be even more glorious? So the Father says, we got two ministries going on right now. We got letters and we got Spirit. You guys know, when I was a cop, they taught us when I went to the police academy, don't enforce the letter of the law, enforce the spirit of the law. Everybody I know is enforcing letters. Gramoria, grammatus, that's demonic. That makes you a good demon. You got letters. That's great. I'm not interested in your letters. I don't do letters. I'm sorry. I'm a metaphysician, spirit behind the letter. So you're looking at what people do, right? I could care less what you do. Why are you doing it? Explain to me why you went to the grocery store and stole. Oh, you was hungry? Okay, you get a free pass. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, but see, I'm under grace. I'm not under law. Now, there's a lot of Reverend Dr. Bishops out there that don't understand the difference between morality and causality. I respectfully submit, please listen to the tape. You are trying to be a moral man or a moral woman, and you're dying because the devil knows you can't be moral. But you can be the cause of morality. Ah, now we can talk. You can't be letters, but you can be the spirit behind letters. So what does that mean? What has been hidden from all generations up until today? 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9 says, if the ministry that condemns men is glorious, how much more is the ministry that promotes men? That's my version of it. What's it saying? If the ministry that condemns man is glorious, how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness? So that is the hidden knowledge. 2 Corinthians 3:10 says, for what was glorious? Was it the law? Okay, what was glory? Where is the glory? Where's the glory, brother? Is it in letters? Everybody's looking at what people do. Is it immorality? Is that the glory? Is the glory immorality? How many moral people do you know? I know none. The Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says that we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. The Bible says that your righteousness is as a filthy rag. You know that means filthy rag in the ancient text means menstrual rag. So on your best day, think of your best day. What? Oh, you prayed, you fasted, you cast out devils and demons. Menstrual rag, not just any rag, menstrual rag. I'm going to put emphasis on that. That's pretty nasty if you ask me. So you mean to tell me on my best day, okay, I'm not doing best days no more. That's why I stopped doing morality. People think I'm crazy. I don't do morality. I'm not interested in morality. So I do, if I want to do something, I go do it. People tell me that's wrong. I know it's wrong. I'm going to do it anyway. People say, they don't understand. Why? The degree that the pendulum swings to the left is the same degree that the pendulum swings to the right. I know a lot of good because I've done a lot of bad. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology. One day, you'll understand. I'm not trying to insult anybody's intelligence. I don't think I'm God's gift to the planet. In fact, like Paul, I'm the chief sinner. I haven't met anybody that has sinned more than me. I've met a lot of people. I'm yet to meet someone who has done more bad than I. Should I be proud about that? Should I be promoting that? See, I used to be ashamed of that. See, we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. See, I didn't have no testimony because I was ashamed that I was a bad guy. See, you're ashamed of your past, too. That's why you ain't got no power. The devil knows it, so he hangs it over you. Oh, you got guilt. I don't do guilt, man. Are you serious? Yeah, I stole, I cheated, I lied. I'll do it again if I have to. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology. I understand. Don't get me wrong. I understand. But I understand something, brothers and sisters, that's called grace. Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. G-R-A-C-E. So you come talking morality if you want to. You try to put a guilt trip on me. You think you're better than me. And I know your righteousness is as a filthy rag, just like mine. You ain't no better than me. See, I used to look down when I looked at certain people. I don't look down anymore. I don't look above you, but I look you in the eye. I ain't afraid of nobody, no devil or no demon. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology. I hope you sense the righteous indignation in my voice and the anger, because I'm praying to God that you do. Because I'm sick and tired of people walking around thinking that they're better than somebody else because of the fact they got two nickels together and I got one. Man, you better get a grip. We are all, there's none righteous, no, not one. If it's not for the grace, God's riches at Christ's expense, you ain't done nothing, man, neither have I. So what gives me the right to walk around with air in my chest thinking I'm better than you? What gives a white man the right to treat a black man like he's less than? What give a Muslim the right to treat a Muslim woman like she's less than? You mean to tell me because you're from a different country, you better than me? I don't think so. Put a bullet in your head, you drop just like anybody else. We are all on the same. It's time out for these levels and degrees of sin. There ain't no degrees of sin. If you kill somebody or if you steal a $2 bubble gum, you still sin. You still need grace. But you let somebody beat you up or you beat yourself up because you're not moral. See, the devil don't got no power over me no more. I don't do the morality game no more. If I do something bad, I sleep good. If I do something good, I sleep good. If I don't do nothing, I sleep good. Because it's not about me. Why? I read Galatians. Galatians 5 says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith, by grace. Now, I'm paraphrasing. You want to read it for yourself. It's a powerful scripture. Why? That's the secret. The secret is to kick morality to the curb. Why? That's no more guilt. There is no more condemnation to those who are in Christ. Go to blueletterbible.org, type in the word in Christ, and hit enter. 200 times, brother, 200 times, sister, God is telling you to be in Christ. But no, you want to be in your own self. You want to be in your flesh. See, I read Romans 7:8. I wrote an entire book that says, I am too human. Anybody listening to this show right now, if you do not have my book, I Am Too Human, I will give that book to you for free, even though I know you're not going to read it. Email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Read Romans 7:8. With my mind, I serve God. With my body, I serve the devil. That's what it says. And you might want to stop calling yourself a human, an individual, and a person. Those are Luciferian terms. We are not humans. We are not individuals. We are not persons. I explain all this inside of my book, but I know you haven't read it. So I am willing to give you that book for free. All you got to do is email me. Why? You mean that much to me. I don't even know you, and I love you because I know your life sucks. Now, I know you think you're living your best life now because you read the book, right? Or are you following your dream? And when you get there, guess what happened? It's not enough. You still got a hole in your heart because you are hardwired for God. And as long as God, the real God, not the little G that everybody got, the big G, until the big G comes into your life, see, right now I'm the happiest man on the planet. Has my financial situation changed? No. Am I still divorced? Yes. Am I remarried? Yes. Am I my kids still working through their issues? Yes. So what changed? Why do I sleep better now? I got rid of morality, and I embrace causality. Now, that's a cookie blower. That's why I recommend you get the book. Because without that book, you don't understand what I'm saying. And you should be saying to yourself, well, Brother Will, man, you kind of wild a little tight today, homeboy. You know, you're screaming and yelling in my ear. What's going on? Okay, let me break it down for you. Hosea chapter 1, verse 2. Hosea chapter 1, verse 2. When the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord said unto him, go to yourself an adulterous wife and children that are unfaithful. Why? Because the land is guilty of the vilest adultery in departing from the Lord. Notice, the land is guilty. Let me read it again for you, Reverend Dr. Bishops out there who teach in morality. Now, I'm not talking about something I read of a book. What happens when your morality does not equal God's? Nobody on the planet does. The devil condemns you so that way you feel bad. Whatever you feel about, you bring about. That's why your life is not where it should be. Hosea 1, 2, again. The call is for everybody in the chat room. I do apologize. You can switch over to Spreaker.com and continue to listen. Spreaker.com/MasterTeacher33 to continue to listen for everybody in the chat room. Now, what does that mean? Let me make sure with these last 5 minutes, everybody understand. Because people say, okay, Brother Will, so what you're saying is I can go out and just sin. What did Paul say? Paul said the same thing. When he asked the Father to remove the thorn, he says that, nope, leave it there. Notice that thorn in his flesh was a messenger of Satan. Oh, Houston, we got a problem. You mean to tell me I got a messenger, that means an angel of Satan, hanging out with me? Absolutely. Hate to be the bearer of bad news. Where do all those bad thoughts come from you got in your head? So you praying and you crying and you blowing snot, oh, Father, I'm a bad guy. What do I do? I'm going to put a bullet in. Come on, man. Now, I'm belittling it because I did it. You know how close I came to not being on this planet? Man, y'all don't understand. This ain't no game. I almost killed myself because I could not stop doing bad things to good people. No medicine, no psychologist, nobody could help me. So what was I supposed to do? Thankfully, I prayed that night on January the 1st of 2009, curled up in a fetal position in a one-bedroom shack. Just destroyed a 25-year marriage, abused my children, just got fired from a job, did something stupid that was a felon that almost landed my dark behind in prison, and I found grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. Why? Hosea 1:2. When the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord came to him, go, take to yourself an adulterous wife. Why would God tell Hosea to take bad and embrace it? See if this is taught in any church in America. God told Hosea, marry an adulterous wife. What? And take her unfaithful children. What? Because the land is guilty of adultery. Then Hosea 1:6 says, he conceived again and he gave birth to a daughter. So let me make sure that we understand what I'm saying. In the book of Hosea, it explains the relationship between God and God's people. It is a relationship of a father and a child. It was this relationship that the father has established with you. The true God, not the little g that everybody's promoting today, but the real G, the big G, the father of lights that it talks about in the book of James. Because all of these lesser lights, these little g's, they are presenting themselves as the big G, but they're little g. So you're worshiping the little g, thinking it's the big G. So the big G says something that's a cookie blower. The big G says that he wants a relationship with his servants. So when the servants displeased the Lord, he was cut off, or the servant was cut off. So what does that mean? Gomer was the woman who Hosea took as his wife. Gomer, G-O-M-E-R, that was the name. So Hosea 1:6 says, Gomer conceived again, gave birth to a daughter. Then the Lord said to Hosea, call her name Lo-Rahama. Now the word Lo in Hebrew means low. The word Rahama, spelled R-U-H-A-M-H. Now remember, man is name is man. I do diathanir reports. Why? Your name, the letters of your name, establish the vibration of your DNA. Scientifically proven. So God named, he told Hosea and his adulterous wife, name your child Ruhama. Why? It means low. Ruhama means love or mercy or compassion. Hosea 1:6, for I no longer will show love to the house of Israel. Now, God told him to do something bad. If we want, based upon our definitions of bad, he had this child, and the child's name means no more love, mercy, or compassion. Why? He was casting judgment upon Israel. Now, brothers and sisters, in the name, that establishes the man. N-A-M. Drop the E, is silent. N-A-M. The E is silent. Turn it around. M-A-N. Give me your name, I will give you your man, your destiny. That's what I do for a living. That's why I do 500-page diathanir reports. So I can show people their lane. Your lane is your name. So what God did when he brought his son, he gave him a name, Yahushua. It means Yahuwah is salvation, not Yahweh. Yahweh is a Canaanite deity. Now, hopefully you listened to that show already. Oh, you haven't? You might want to check it out. Trace the name Yahweh back. Comes from you are Shadim. The son comes in the name of the father. Yahuwah, his son, Yahushua. Yahushua, what does it mean? Yahuwah is salvation. So the name establishes his destiny. So what has been hidden is name. The power of name. That's what I do every day, all day. I expose people's power that is hidden inside the name. Now, when I had my children, I thought, you know, I named my first daughter Sade. Why? I love the singer Sade. I said, hey, that's a good name. I named my son, so I named the girls, you know, and my wife at the time named the boys. So my son was named Broderick. Why? From her Irish Welsh background. You know, Broderick, again, is an old English. She named my next son Kendrick, old English. Why? She's old English. My middle daughter, Sheree. Why? That Sheree is the name inside of the Bible. The pastor of the church at the time, she said, hey, you know, I like the name Sheree. I looked it up and said, man, you know what? I like the name Sheree too. So I named my middle daughter Sheree. Then Shemora, same thing, from Moses' wife. Now, again, names, I thought I was just pulling names out of thin air. Each one of their names fit their personality perfectly. This is the mystery. So we must understand that letters, but it's not the letters, each letter of my children's name establishes the spirit that is inside their body. Let me say that again. I don't know if you understand. Yahushua is no different from Yahuwah. Yahuwah, again, is Yah-Heh-Vah-Heh. What does that mean? Yah-Heh-Vah-Heh. Earth, wind, fire, water. Elements. But the elements are devoid of what? Spirit. So that is what is called the technogrammaton. The technogrammaton means the Hashem. The word Hashem means the name. So that's Old Testament. Old Testament had no shin in it. So now we got the New Testament. We got Yahweh Shin Vaheh. That is the Pentateuch. So the Pentateuch or the Pentagrammaton. The Pentagrammaton is a new name that has been endued with spirit. So the secret that is hidden is the spirit. Everybody still have elements. So while you talking about what people do, I'm talking about why they do it. So while you talking about the Bible says, thou shalt not steal, Jesus says, if a man, thou shalt not commit adultery, Jesus said, if a man looks at another woman, he's already committed adultery. Jesus represents the shin. He represents the spirit. He represents the ruach. He represents the pneuma. So everybody else is still talking about, again, the outward appearance. But God is talking about the heart. What is it hidden? You better deal with the heart, not the head. Now, you need the head, reason and logic, but it is the heart, love and compassion. So it is the heart that we should focus on, not the head. It is the spirit we should focus on, not the letters. Not the letters. Now, I'm going to do one more part, part three. I thought I was going to have time, but you guys know I'm a little long-winded, and I kind of get off topic every once in a while. But tomorrow we're going to pick up with Ephesians 3:3. Why? This is the mystery, the mysterium, or the mist story. It's a story of water, H2O. Now, hopefully you've already read my book, The Metaphysics of H2O. You overstand H, hydrogenes, oxygenes. So chemicals are the genes of God. It is the genetic expression of the name of God exposed in chemicals or elements. That's the mystery. Ephesians 3:3. This is the mystery made known unto me by revelation. So the word mystery in the Greek, the English word mystery comes from the Greek word mysterium. Mysterium. That word has to do with over an understanding of something that's not made available to everyone else. But it has been transliterated by Latin. So the Latin word for mysterium is trans, which means to come across. So mysterium in the Greek is transliterated into English as the word mystery. That is what they call a transliteration. It's not translated. It is transliterated, not translated. Big difference. Translation is when you bring across the meaning of what you want someone to find out or to know. Translation, not transliteration. So the word to transliterate is to simply bring across a word in letters from one language to another. But you don't bring the meaning. You bring the letters. The Bible has been transliterated, not translated. So we got letters with no meaning. Let me say that again. We got letters with no meaning. Translate versus transliteration. Please go to dictionary.com and look up those terms. Very, very important. The cosmogrator is a language god. He hides in language because he knows you don't. You know, you look at the definition of the word python. Now, you think the word python means large snake. That's what I thought. Go to dictionary.com. It means to prophesy with demonic utterance, demonic spirit. Don't believe me? Go look it up. Now, I do this for a living. I look up words all day, every day. It's very important, brothers and sisters, because the enemy hides in plain sight because we have, again, in Latin. That's why everything Luciferian is in Latin. Why? Latin is Satan. Let me overstand in closing. Latin is Satan. That's why I go to any Catholic ceremony, Latin. Where do we get our Bible from? Latin Vulgate. How come we don't use the Septuagint? How come we don't use the Masoretic text? How come we don't use any of the other ancient texts to translate our Bible? Why do we use the Latin Vulgate? Could somebody please break that down for me? Oh, yeah, I know. Latin only brings letters, no spirit. So you got the letters of the law. The Bible says that the letter kills, but the spirit gives. We break that down tomorrow. Tomorrow we break down the true spirit of the gospel, the good spell, and the true God of the gospel, not the little watered down G. You need the big G. Why? There are some big devils out there. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Again, if you guys have not partnered with me on my 10-book series, woo, man, please email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Money is not a object. Again, I was originally selling these books for $400 a pop. Now they're $100. 10 books, $100. Everything that I know is in these 10 books. These are all cookie blowers. These books can't be published by the regular means because of what's in them. Because, I'm taking the gloves off and I'm sharing the hidden esoteric meaning of the terms, especially Luciferian bioluminescence. In that book, I talk about the ether and the aether. There's a difference between E-T-H-E-R and A-E-T-H-E-R. One is Luciferian, one is biblical. The atmosphere we live in, brothers and sisters, there's five different layers. Inside of this book, bioluminescence, I break down the Luciferian ether. That's what Tesla was able to manipulate. Remember, the cosmogrator can manipulate. He can't create. He can manipulate, but he can't create. Ah, that's the difference. My brothers and my sisters, again, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Again, join me tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. As always, my brother, make sure that you have the Ruach and the Pneuma, the spirit of the law, not the letters. Again, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth.